everybody, and welcome back to the I Don't Know Running podcast, where we share our experiences that make running fun and sometimes not so fun. I'm Lewis, and I'm a self-admitted lazy ultra runner.
And I'm Mitch. I'm just hungry.
Hungry?
I'm sick of this. I'm sick of this diet.
Oh, that's right. So you weighed in Friday. Did we talk about that yet?
I can't
remember. Trying to think of where we're at anymore.
Yeah, I did. I'm coming back. I'm down 24 pounds.
Okay.
There, but I'm still not in first. I wasn't first, but.
You're still right there.
I'm in second.
You're in striking range. How long? And you
about
go till.
5 pounds. I'd have to come up with. Yeah.
Wow. And you go till
March? March 1.
March 1st. Well, yeah, a couple weeks.
Yeah.
Jeez. It's all March is almost here. That's nuts.
I know. And I always go through this. I have the winter blues thing. And I figure if we can just get through February.
Yeah.
March is usually kind of, you know, touch and go crappy, but it's getting light out longer, the whole nine yards. So I always feel if I can get through February, I'll be okay. And we've had a couple weeks of fantastic weather.
February has been awesome, really.
Yeah.
for a February in Michigan, it has really been pretty good.
Clear roads to run on. I've been loving that. Like I'm not, you know, I haven't even fallen yet this year. So that's a bonus.
That's an amazing year for you. At least once you got to go down.
On snow. Like yeah. I'll fall anyway.
Wait, didn't you go down? You went down this winter though, didn't you?
No. No, not yet.
Did you slip and hurt yourself?
I did fall at Woodstock on the trails, but that's
no. I was thinking I was thinking once on ice, you had like
no.
maybe caught yourself or something, but
I don't think so.
Maybe not. You'd probably know better than
it
I
it was slippery one day. We
maybe
cut
that's
it,
what I'm thinking.
And we cut it short because we didn't want to.
Because you didn't want to go down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Today was awesome. I actually got out this afternoon and got a nice 8 miler in, and man, it is sunny and nearly 40. It was awesome.
You can almost wear shorts.
Almost could have. I was definitely overdressed, but I've been overdressed just about every run this winter because you just think it's February, especially when it's gray out, it looks cold.
Because I've been underdressed a couple times because it has been as warm as it is and then
yeah.
gone out and been like, it's a little too windy and I'm running in the dark and it's been.
Well, that's the thing too. If you're going out in the dark, I naturally want to wear more.
Yeah.
It feels like it should be colder. It seems like it should be colder.
This morning was almost perfect. It was 24 degrees out.
Oh my goodness. It was 24?
Mm-hmm.
It was 37 and rising when I went out.
But I'm running, you know, I don't sleep in like you do. I get up and run before I go to work.
Yeah, that is, I don't like going out at 4:30. That is not for me. But on my run today, I did realize that this kind of locked it in for me or confirmed that I did want to talk about shoes. On my run today, I actually used they're probably close to 5 years old, a pair of, what are they? Air Zoom Flies, I think. Nike Air Zoom Flies or something like that. They're old. And they've got miles on them. They probably don't have the 500-ish for normal rotation. It's 500, right?
Well, talking to Terrence, I don't know.
He was saying less.
He said three.
Three. Yeah, I would definitely not do it at three. But, you know, I'm not saying he's wrong, but I'm saying I think you can eke a couple more miles in shoes.
And his comment was, well, you're my favorite kind of patient.
Yeah. But his comment to that was because you run every day. Well, maybe it's a combination.
It's a combination.
500 miles and you run every day. But all this to say, those shoes felt amazing.
compared to
what I've been using for the last 3 or 4 years, the Atreyus. And I'm not saying the Atreyus are bad. I'm just saying I recognized that the Atreyus that I have been using do not have the same R&D and engineering and all of that built into them.
And they're a low mileage shoe.
And they're a very low mileage shoe. So like those are actually probably less than what Terrence would say. They're about a 200 to 300 mile shoe. But they are, the reason I got involved with Atreyu, or the reason I started using Atreyu, was because when that company started, I jumped on board right away. And the reason being is they were setting themselves up to be a different shoe company, a subscription-based shoe company. You could do it one of two ways. You could do subscription-based, and I believe the shoe price was $65 or $69. Or you could buy the shoe normally and it was like $80 or something like that. The subscription based, you would sign up for it. It was like $65 and every 2 months, they would just send you a new pair. Something like that. And I thought, well, that's kind of interesting. I always like a new pair of shoes. Who doesn't like a new pair of shoes? And these were no frills. Like there is nothing extra on these shoes. Matter of fact, they don't even have a protective rubber bottom. It's just the EVA foam on the bottom.
There's no rubber at all?
No rubber at all.
That's weird.
And the reason being is you don't need it because by the time you're running 200 to 250, even upwards of 300 miles, you're getting a new pair.
Weird to
me. You recycle them, send them back in. And it was kind of neat because one of the things that they had tied into their business model was they would send you a shoe. You could send them back your old pair. They would donate those shoes to homeless that needed shoes.
Which a lot of local running shoes do, or shops do anyway. You just drop your shoes off and they have a big bin there.
Yep. And so I thought, man, this is kind of cool. And so about 4 years ago, whenever they started, I jumped on board. I just bought a pair outright. And I said, well, I just want to at least check them out first. Ran in them, said, this is really cool. So I'm going to subscribe. So I subscribed and I started getting a new pair every couple of months and I would rotate them out. And about a year and a half after I subscribed, they got rid of the subscription based. I don't know exactly why, but they made an announcement to all their OGs like, we're changing. And again, I don't remember the exact reasons why. And I was like, man, that's kind of a bummer. It was really nice buying a $65 pair of shoes every couple months. And it might not even have been every couple months. It was pretty quick. That's why I was like hesitant. But anyway, I think it was every 2 months. So I took a lot of time off over the last 18 months. I think everybody knows that. I didn't run a ton.
You know, I had somebody tell me today they thought that you just quit.
Oh, really?
And what? He's pacing a marathon? Like,
who's that, Rob?
No.
Oh.
No. It's like, he can do that? I'm like, he'll be fine.
I said, I'll be fine.
I said, there's like 2 months, like you've got a ton of miles in. You got 2 months to go.
I feel fine.
You'll be fine. The only thing you're missing is a really long run and you got time.
I got time to build that up.
Yeah.
No, I'm not too concerned about that. I'm feeling super good. And when I ran today in those my old shoes, but like much nicer shoes, oh my goodness, it felt so good. Now those shoes are designed, they're like one step below the carbon one percenters when they came out with those.
Yeah, they're like 10 years old, so it's not.
Well, they're 5 years old, but they're like one step below. So they don't have the carbon. So they're like a fraction of the cost.
Yeah, but you told me what race you ran, and I'm like, I don't even remember how long ago that race was.
It was 18 or 19.
You think so?
Yeah. 18. Yeah, I would guess 18 or 19. Because it was after Western.
Okay.
So, and that was 17.
Because that was the timed race that we did, right? You end up with 50 miles?
Yeah. Okay. 8 hours. Yep. So all this to say, I had been thinking about doing a shoe episode of some kind, like whether it's, we share what we like, we share whatever. And so I texted Mitch today and I said, hey, we're talking about shoes. Think about your shoes. I want to go down this path because we're a running podcast. Why would we not talk about shoes and the importance of shoes? Because let's face it, one of the most important pieces of gear that you use as a runner is your shoes.
I want to know how many people, I had so many shoes, like I throw them in the garage all the time. And then I like, how did I get 15 pairs of shoes out of here? I got to box them up and I either throw them away or I need to donate them.
Yeah.
But, and they look perfectly fine, but they're flat. Like they're not worth running. I mean, you could, you know, how many lawn mowing pairs of shoes do you need? How many pairs do you need just to come run out and about? I have so many of them.
Yeah. That's what usually happens, right?
But I think, you know, growing up and, you know, like I just remember wearing your shoes until they fell off your feet because there were
six
kids. And here I am, perfectly good shoes. I'm like donating all the time. But it's necessary. Like they absolutely, if you keep running in flat shoes, you will end up injured. It's like part of running.
Yeah, that stuff is meant, not that it's meant to, but it just will break down.
Hmm?
There's a lot of reasons. Number one is if they put a foam in there that didn't, you wouldn't want to run in it.
No.
It would be heavy and it would be not comfortable.
May as well run in my Wolverine boots.
Exactly. Yep, exactly. So there's a reason behind the design and all of that. So yeah, I texted Mitch and said, hey, let's talk about shoes. Because I also want to talk about, so yeah, going back to Atreyu, when they switched their model, I said, well, I don't know. And then, so I took a little bit, not that I took time off. I just didn't run a ton, right? Like I didn't intentionally go, I'm taking a 1 year break from running. I just didn't run much. And so now I'm like, I want to get back into it. I want to run.
Didn't run much. You ran less than what you did in the month of January for the whole year.
Exactly. Yeah. So I didn't run much.
Didn't really. You can call it not running.
I ran off and on. Just not much. Because if you look back, it's like
100 miles in a year is not running.
It was like 135. So yeah, say what you want about what my last year was, but all coming back again, I do want to get back into it. But what this did was when I went back to Atreyu, I went, all right, well, I want to get some more shoes. And they've completely dropped not only the subscription-based model, but their prices went up. And I'm not against that. I'm not saying it's bad. They've added the rubber to the bottom now. So they have it's called a daily trainer. So it's a little more durable and that kind of a thing. But man, the difference in feel in those Atreyus that I've been running in for the month of January and part of February, and then those Nikes that I put on that are 5 years old, it was a huge just leap of different, just feel, just felt so good. But anyway, so yeah, I went to the website and it didn't really, I just, if I'm going to spend $120 or more dollars on a pair of shoes, I can do that anywhere. Uh-huh. Like, and I'm not saying Atreyu is bad. Again, I'm not saying that. I'm just saying I can compare any other shoe now.
Uh-huh.
Kind of. So again, I have not bought a pair of shoes other than Atreyu for probably 4 or 5, well, let's say 4 years. Shoe prices have went up. Oh my goodness.
Yeah. A pair of Hokas. Like I run between, I typically run in a Mizuno Wave Rider, just a neutral shoe. I've been running in that for years.
Yep.
Like probably 10 years.
Yep.
I was actually an ambassador at one time, so I was getting free shoes. So, you know, appeal to my cheap side.
Yeah.
But I do like them.
Yeah.
But I started wearing Hokas on days where I got heavy legs. Two very different shoes, but Hokas are like $150 to $160.
They're more than that now.
Well,
you haven't bought a pair in a little bit.
No, I just bought them not that long ago. So maybe I bought them. I got the Bondies.
Okay.
But if I, so I try to find them on sale and I'll buy a few pairs. So I, you know, I might have a few pair down in the basement waiting for me to wear out the last pair. But I try to buy them on sale if I can, or buy last year's model, or do something like that, just to try to save a little bit of money. Yep. But
yeah, so I, in the last week, so like today cemented it for me, but in the last week I've been going, man, my options have opened up. And so what happens with me is I start to look at things, researching things, and I cannot pull the trigger. Like, I'm like, I don't want to do this because of this, or, well, let me check this shoe. And I start watching a bunch of reviews on this shoe. And
I wish the listeners would understand the half of it, because when you get on rabbit trails too, or, you know, but like when we talk about stuff and just how you research things, and then you get stuck in that, and then it's like trying.
It's impossible to make a decision.
Because
it's like paralysis by analysis.
Yeah. You're the textbook person for that.
Like, yeah.
Oh.
So for the last week I've been looking at shoes, and I thought I had landed on Saucony's Kinvara Pros, which are a
But you do know, if you go to a local running store and you work with one of those people.
Yeah, totally.
They'll put them on your feet and you can try them all out.
Totally. Right?
But you'd rather just read on it.
Well, no, because I want to know going in. I want to have a little bit of information going in so I can say, well, I'd like to check out this pair or this pair.
Yeah. Oh, that's
just
fair.
So I can say, because.
And you're pretty simple because you're a neutral foot. So you know what you need.
Yeah.
Well, you're not a new runner that need, you know, like, you don't know if you need a corrective shoe or not.
And part of what got me, so I've ran in Saucony's a ton over the years, and I like them. I've ran in the, is it the Kinvara that's the race shoe?
I think so. They're real lightweight though.
They're super lightweight. But what they did, I guess, over the last, again, I haven't bought any other shoes in a while, is they went to a Kinvara trainer of some kind or something like that, or I don't really know. But anyway, I was really excited about these Kinvara Pros, as they were supposed to be, I don't know, the Saucony's next great trainer. And the problem is they got terrible reviews by everybody. All the videos I could find were like not happy about this shoe. So I don't know if Saucony has to revise that or whatever. But anyway, I'm like, well, I don't want to do that. So I said, all right, now my window is, or my choices have opened way up. And so my wife runs in Brooks Ghost, and she has ran in those for years. Like since they came out with them, she landed on them because they, ASICS got rid of something else.
The Ghost is a heavy duty shoe, right?
They're a
high cushion. I believe they're,
they were when they came out, I think they were designed to be that, like a higher cushion.
I don't think they're to the level of what Hoka is. They probably have
something else, not at all.
But it's a heavier cushion shoe.
Heavier cushion shoe, but now they have the Ghost Max.
Which is
a more Hoka style high cushion shoe.
And I think that's what Lee tried for Groundhog, and he was getting blisters, so he was taking them back.
Well, here's the thing. I've tried Hokas. Everybody's foot is different. This is where you got to find the shoe that fits you. Mm-hmm. Like I tried Hokas. I tried three different pair. Couldn't wear them because they gave me blisters.
But I had that when they first sold the company. The toe box was too narrow with Hokas, and I couldn't wear them. Like I was wearing them before.
Yeah.
And I stopped wearing them, and now the toe box has opened up again that I can wear them.
And mine was in the heel. Mine was in the heel that it would always give me blisters on my heel. Huh. Don't know why, but they just did. So I said, I did all this research and reading and like, what do I, and I actually landed on two pair that I'm going to try. Brooks Ghost Max.
Really?
Yep. And the Brooks Hyperium, I think it is, Pro, which is a speed trainer slash racer?
Because I could see you with both. I could see you with the goes for a recovery day.
And recovery then, and long.
Yeah.
And then but the Hyperium
yeah.
for the daily speed training and racing.
Yeah.
Yep.
Unless you went with a carbon or something for racing.
But correct. Yeah.
But you're not. It depends on if you do a trail, you don't need them for a trail, but it depends on if you actually pick a race that you want to race.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly. Because
my assumption is when you pace Glass City, you'll just wear a heavier shoe because you're going to run a lot slower than what you normally would.
Yeah. And I have wanted to try out the Max style cushion shoes for a while. And that's what I tried the Hokas years ago for. And they gave me blisters. So I said, well, they're just not for me. And now so many companies have them. They've all went to that because it's funny. We went through this time. It's funny to watch. And we talked about this a little bit. Running shoes went from like the standard running shoe, right? And then they went two ways. Hoka, super high cushion, and no cushion.
Right.
Which I don't know. There's plenty of brands out there.
You don't see that many people.
You don't see those too much anymore.
Right. Because everybody's getting hurt.
That was pretty quick that happened. And they're like, ooh, need to change direction here. These aren't working.
Or like we were talking about earlier, the zero drop thing. And that zero drop thing makes me laugh. It's like more people get injured off zero drop, it seems like. I know people love it. But even in the hiking community too, it's like everybody was, you got to have zero drop. What do you normally wear? You wear a shoe that doesn't have a drop.
Yeah, it's the zero drop thing. I read somewhere. I think it tied to some coach that, he had his cross country team run barefoot for some training, like, but not for all training, for a specific training thing. And it was supposed to help something, right? Well, then this cross country team did really, really well. And so there became this craze of like, oh, the zero drop, barefoot running. It's better.
Be good.
Blah, blah, blah. And I'm not saying that that is the direct correlation of why running shoes went that way. I'm saying there's a story that goes along with that. And that was part of this craze, right? And then so come to find out people were going to this and people were just, a lot of people going to that zero drop were just getting injured for one reason or another. And I just saw, and it made sense. A to Z Running just did this commentary. Well, not a commentary. He made a comment. Zach did that. He knows so many people that went to that zero drop and they just got injured because every shoe that you wear, I shouldn't say every shoe. Most every shoe that you wear is not zero drop.
Right. Well, that's, I went through the same thing. I've been running for a long time and just different friends that have tried that stuff and didn't work out for him.
Right. So, I mean, I think it would have its place specific if it was specific for some reason, whether that's getting through some injury or some kind of training or something like that, if you want to do some barefoot type thing, but
right.
It's not necessarily meant for, or it doesn't seem like it is meant for normal running long distance.
Or 50-year-old men.
50-year-old men, right. So... so this led me to want to do some sharing on number one, like, yeah, the shoes that I'm going to, just to give people an idea of how it's working for me, what I think about the shoe. And this isn't to say that because I think this, you should do this. It's not what it is. It's more to say, look, I've been running in this style of shoe for a while. That worked for me for a while. But now I'm switching to this and I'm saying you can do the same. Like you have to go out there.
Right.
You have to try. You have to find shoes that work for you.
I think that's funny because I mentioned this earlier before we started recording and I said, like Sean showed up with a new pair of shoes at Groundhog. And then she went in there and she was convinced that her shoes were caught. She's got a planner. Always. Like she's always kind of fighting.
Struggling with it.
And she's figured it has to be the shoes. So she went in there and they were like, no, your shoes are fine. You don't need a new pair of shoes. So she tried on all these. She's like, I have money. Like walking in and
Yeah.
Like, I am prepared to buy two pairs of shoes if I have to. And they're like, no, these shoes are fine. These are what fit you. This is what you should run in. And she's like, if you want, we can, you can try these. Just happens to be discounted for who knows what reason, if they were actually discounted. And she's like, I'll be back in there again. Like that, they will always get my business.
Yeah.
But for them to go in and be like, no, we're not going to take your money today. You need to do this.
These shoes that you're running in are fine. Yeah.
But again, you could go in there and be like, you know what? You're in a corrective shoe and you should be in a neutral shoe.
100%.
That could happen.
Yeah. I think I shared that one of the first times I got back into running. Well, I was in some ASICS shoe, which happened to be a corrective for pronation shoe. Yep. And it was actually making things very bad for me because I didn't need it.
Right.
And I went into, this was in Gazelle in Holland, and they looked and they're like, yeah, you do not need that. You should actually be in a neutral shoe. You can run in just a neutral shoe with no corrective setup in it. And so it does open up, at least it gives you like, yeah, you should be looking at these shoes.
But like you were saying earlier, like I used to run in Nikes all the time and I just came to like, I did not like how they fit my feet. So I had to switch. And I've tried ASICS. I've tried all of that stuff. I even had Saucony was probably the closest to the Mizunos I wear all the time. It seems like those are pretty comfortable, but yeah, be prepared to try different things.
Yeah.
We say running's cheap, but it's,
It is still cheaper than like a triathlon or biking or, I mean, cause
$5,000 bike,
you can get a lot of pair of shoes. So yeah, but you're going to have to try something. Now, the nice thing is about a Striders or a Gazelle or a lot of local run stores. I don't know them all, but a good local running store should support and back up their product, whatever it is they're selling. So like for me, when I have went to Gazelle in the past, those three pair of Hokas, for instance, they said, bring them back. We don't want you running. I'm like, well, I ran outside in them. And they're like, we don't care. Bring them back. We don't want you running in those if they're not good for you. So we'll take them back. No questions asked. And I've probably done that with like four pair over the years. Three of them were Hokas. I really wanted to be in Hokas because of the whole cushion thing. Just didn't work out. And then a pair of Nike. And that's funny because the pair of Nike that I took back, I had ran miles in them. And I think what it was, the reason the store manager, I had talked to the store manager. I had even ran a race that it was like, in a wet golf course, like they were not clean by any means, but they sold them to me. And he's like, Lewis, you should not be in those shoes. They're way too small. They're at least a half size too small.
Oh, wow.
We want to get you in the correct size shoe, please. We want to exchange them. And, so they did, they took them back and they put me in the correct size shoe. And that was, I think, following right after those, when I went in and got those after those ASICs that were not the right shoe at all. But that's the difference between just going in and just buying a pair of shoes. Just if you just go in and just grab them off the shelf, say, I want these, and going in and saying, hey, can you help put me in the right shoe? And that's one of the things I know you do it too. And I do it as well. When somebody brand new to running says, hey, what shoes do you recommend? And I'll say, I don't recommend a shoe, but I recommend you go into a running store and get
either
fit
these
or these shoes.
Like, we have two places that are local to us.
Yep.
I know they're direct competitors, but go to one of the, they're both really good.
Yep.
So go to one of those two places.
Yep.
Don't go to Dick's. Don't go to, you know, whatever cheap. And if you buy it online, you're not going to be in the right shoe. Because a lot of times you might have to go up a size or might not even be in the right size. You might need a corrective. They can help you. It is worth the money. So if your pair of shoes cost you $10 more, that is such a small price to pay.
Yes.
And if you go in and you have them fit you and you go and buy them online, you are not a good person. Period. I don't care.
Yeah, I'm not a fan of that either. I think it's, if you do that, those stores are going to disappear.
Right.
Like those stores are there because people go in to buy the shoes.
You went in there and used their service. I'm not going to curse, but you are not a nice person.
Yeah. I'm not a fan of that at all. And
they're not overcharging you. You can take your shoes back. I mean, they are not screwing people over, especially these two running stores. They are not. They are doing a very good service.
So be looking for, I'm excited to share my experience in these new shoes, which will be the Brooks Ghost.
We're going to call them Grossed from now on.
The Brooks Grossed, Books Grossed, and the Brooks Hyperium, I think it is Hyperium Pro. Both are a more cushion shoe.
And you're getting more elderly, man, so that's probably a good
idea. I'm telling you what, the last few runs in those Atreus, and I know they are a low mileage shoe, so they were probably pushed past their limits.
And you had a big birthday.
And I had a birthday. I have one every year. I was feeling it. I don't think I have that bad of a stride. And it was like, what is going on? It's like I'm wearing bricks. It was not feeling good. And I knew I had to get a new pair. But when I put on those Nike that were old, today, I went out.
So,
oh my goodness.
You still need to go down to the store and pick them up yet, though.
Yeah.
Right. So, you got to stop. Are you going to stop in there and try them on and try to run on the treadmill with them? Or are you just going to?
No, they're neutral. I'll
just make sure the right size, because between brands, the sizing can be different too. So, that does matter.
Yeah. Yeah. Totally. Totally. Yep. So, I am excited to give a review on these and share my experience with them. And Mitch is going to do the same. We're actually going to look at, hey, we're going to talk about this shoe, because one of the things I in this process of learning about some shoes and the new ones that are out there, because they change every year, one of the things I kept hearing is how they felt underfoot. And I never even thought about it. I just run in the pair of shoes, right? If they feel good, they feel good. And I was amazed today. I was like, oh, I get it. I totally get how how they feel underfoot thing. And then the other thing that I've noticed is a lot of the shoes today give you this forward momentum type curve at the bottom of the shoe. And that did seem to be a very common theme amongst a lot of the shoes. And I felt that in my old shoes, which are meant to be kind of a racer type shoe on a budget. And I could feel, man, it was amazing. It was amazing, the difference. So I'm super excited. And so the other part of this I wanted to mention is the mental aspect. Hmm. What a new pair of shoe can do for you. What a properly fitted pair of shoe can do for you.
And if you have sparkles on them.
Well, sparkles can go either way, I guess. Yeah. I don't know how much I want sparkles on my shoe.
They'd fit. They'd
fit. I don't know.
Lights.
There's a mental pick-me-up if your shoe feels good.
Yeah.
There's a mental pick-me-up if you get a new pair of shoes. You want to go out and run. It helps you get you out the door. It just does. It does for me anyway. Does it not for you?
No.
You don't care about new shoes?
I'm always pulling out a new pair. Like, I guess to me, it's like, I have to be like, to be signed up for something and knowing that's my big thing.
I get motivated by gear.
Or knowing I got to work out because I got the stupid weight loss thing. So well, I got to burn
I'm
some
sure
calories.
That helps too. Yeah.
I go out grudgingly then at that point.
I enjoy a new pair of shoes. I don't have them sitting around. Otherwise, I'd already be running in them, which is funny. I do have a pair of Atreus still in the bag because they sent them in a bag, but they're a trail specific. I ordered them And I don't think I got them for like a year because they were still in design. Oh. They were still trying to figure them out.
So don't even know if they're going to suck or not.
Don't even know. but I'll wear them. I'll wear them on the trail this summer, get them broke in and go a different route. I'm not going that route anymore.
Oh, yeah. And then run a 50 miler.
I do have a 50 miler. I got to figure out what shoes I'm going to be wearing for that. I do like for trail shoes though, I really like the Salomon Ultra Glides that I have though. Those, man, what I ran Javelina in.
Oh, and that's the thing too, is Salomon is always my trail shoe too.
Yeah.
And hiking shoe. I love the big nubs on them. And,
yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I just, those do have a fair amount of cushion on them. And I've had three or four pair of those at least, and just love them. I just feel really good on the trail. They're a nice in between. They're not super cushion. So you can feel the trail a little bit, but they have enough cushion. So that's my take on those. I know that they break down fairly quickly though. I know a lot of people complained that, and I don't know that I have that complaint, but if you get 500 miles out of another pair of shoe, you're probably only getting 300 to 400 out of these. They do break down the foam, mid foam. I don't know what it's called, but I think it does break down quicker than some other shoes. But love the shoe. Still love the shoe though. Matter of fact, that's what I ran a lot of this winter's running in with the spikes in the bottom.
Oh.
Because I mean, yeah, I don't know. Probably shouldn't be running them anymore because they've got miles on them. But but anyway, be looking for a proper shoe review or two coming in the future. We want to do that. We want to just kind of share our experiences in those shoes. And you can take it for what it's worth. You can try them out. Or you can say bunkus and go try out your own shoe. But I highly recommend you get out to a store if you're a new runner and actually have them look at your stride to tell you what you actually need. Any comments on that?
I had a couple things that I wanted to bring
up. Yeah.
So world record holder for the marathon passed away this week.
Yeah, car accident. His name?
Kelvin
Kiptum.
Kiptum?
Kiptum. Kelvin But Kiptum.
24 years old, he was probably going to be the guy to break 2 hours.
Yeah, he ran 2 hours and 35 seconds at Chicago.
Right.
To set the record, right? Yeah. That was the new record?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a tragedy. He was back home in Kenya.
Yeah.
And car accident, just whatever, went off. Yeah. I guess it says he went off into the ditch, hit a tree, and him and one other person died in the accident.
Crazy.
So, yeah, really too bad. And running will definitely, miss that. So,
yeah. Yeah, that's for sure. And then the other thing, too, is we're recording on Valentine's Day.
Yeah.
And my wife's birthday is on Sunday when this comes out. So, I have the double hit this week. We're not going to do anything
Sunday,
the usual. No, I got some figuring out to do, so I don't know if I gotta stop anywhere on the way home.
Double hitter, you gotta take care of Valentine's Day and birthday.
Yeah, this is every year.
Let you do it on the same day?
That's my goal, right?
Does she say it's okay to hit Valentine's on her birthday?
You know, or she never really cares.
Yeah.
So
I briefly thought about it today with Nicole, with it being Valentine's Day, but she just the way we've always done it is just, it's not a big deal for us. Like she doesn't care. It's funny because I have sent her flowers before and she was super happy about it. But I remember for years, she didn't want flowers.
Because of the cost too. On Valentine's Day. Oh my gosh.
Cost and flowers just die. They just die.
I know. Instead, get her a pair of running shoes.
I went to get a pair. One more thing.
I had to bring it back around.
Man, I'm telling you what, I was so bummed. I had a plan. I knew we were recording today. And I went to get her shoes. Do you know why I went to get her shoes at the store? Because the website said they were in stock. Because you go to the website, and I love Gazelle. Like, I do, I love Gazelle Sports in Holland.
But their website sucks.
Their website, I'm not a fan of. Now here's the thing. Their website is vastly improved from what it used to be. So, but here's the thing. You go in there and you go, all right, I want women's running shoes. All right, here's all your women's running shoes. All right, I want Brooks. All right, here's all your Brooks. All right, I want everything in Holland. All right, here's everything in Holland. Click on the Brooks running shoe. So, yep, I want the 10 and a half. Put it in the cart. All right. They must be in there. I hit the filter for Holland. And so I go in there and he's like, oh yeah, we only have size 10. I went, can you show me? Cause I went on your website and I said, everything in Holland. And he goes, yeah, but then when you put it in the cart and you got to go down to the bottom here and you got to click this and it'll say whether or not it's in Holland. I'm like, that doesn't make sense to me. I filtered everything that was supposed to be in pickup today in Holland. So wasn't a fan of that. So all that to say that my goal was that she would get home, which she just got home, would be that there was a box sitting on the counter saying Happy Valentine's Day.
Here's some shoes.
Here's some shoes.
But now you got nothing.
Now you get nothing. Yeah. So I wasn't happy about that. But, you know, he did say, he's like, yeah, I got to talk to, I got to talk to my boss or something like that about the website. That does not seem to work correctly to me. Like if you say filter all Brooks, it shows you all Brooks. You say filter Holland, because that's one of the filters. Like if it's not going to filter that, like don't put it there. Like it doesn't make sense. It's like race websites not showing the race date.
Or the location.
Or location.
Or no information at all.
Yeah. Right up front, you got to dig for it. And so, yeah, wasn't happy about that, but other than that, loved the store. So she'll have to get her shoes in a few days. So happy Valentine's Day.
Hey, go upstairs and face her. She sounds mad.
I guess the dogs.
Oh, okay.
anything else as we wrap this up?
No. Oh, I had one other update is I did talk to Carrie this week. And he's doing, you know, like he's trying to up his game a little bit. He just ran Black Canyon 60K.
Ah.
So hopefully we'll update. Maybe we'll wait until he does the next race. But I said to him in text, it sounds like you learned.
Oh, really?
So it'll be interesting to follow up.
Did he finish?
He finished.
Okay. Okay.
But he pulled a couple rookie mistakes. So.
Okay. Well, good. Well, yeah, we'll have to get an update. So be looking for that. Well, we'll get an update from Carrie. He is one of our major sponsors of the podcast, along with Chris DeHaan. I always forget his last name.
He'll have to correct you and then do like the spelling to
pronunciation.
Where it's pronounced, and then we'll say it right next time.
He does usually comment.
But
I
think it's fun to butcher names anyway. So then he can...
Well, I've always just casually just like looked at it and in my head, I just got DeHaan stuck.
Yeah.
And so then every time I see it now, I go, that's not the last name. So
close,
kinda. It starts with that and it ends with that. It starts with a D, ends with an N, I think. That might not even be true.
Who knows? He knows who we're talking about.
He knows who we're talking about. But thank you guys so much for the support. And for those of you that don't know, we are on Patreon. You can help support the show.
Yeah.
Go to Patreon. You can do it. You can just join for free too.
And if you do that, we'll butcher your name too.
We'll butcher your name as well.
Yeah.
Like
we'll come up with a creative way to say it.
Books grossed. So that is going to wrap this episode. Check us out on Facebook. Check us out on YouTube. Check us out on
Instagram.
We actually do have posts going there and all the other places that you can listen to it.
And send us race entries.
And that's going to wrap up this week's episode of the I Don't Know Running Podcast. Be sure to tune in next time as we share more about what we just don't know.
Until then, happy running.